Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking about renegotiation of NAFTA and its impact on beef in just a moment.
The Green Tag Sales event is happening now at P&K Equipment. That means huge savings on John Deere equipment, like up to $500 off Gator utility vehicles, plus stackable financing rates. Our XUV series Gators can be packed with options and upgrades, but at their core, these side-by-sides are still a tough, durable, versatile, and powerful do-it-all machine. Take one for a spin at P&K during our May Green Tag Sales event and find out why in Oklahoma John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/31/17. Varies by model. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Trade promises by candidate Donald Trump, including backing out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and redoing or getting out of NAFTA. Well, he's actually backed out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as you know by now, and he was talking about the idea of backing out of the North American Free Trade Agreement as well. But Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue arrived on the scene just in time to show the president maps of the benefits of NAFTA and the areas that were strong supporters of the president in the November elections. So he's decided, nope, let's not pull out of NAFTA. Let's redo NAFTA. And his brand new U.S. trade ambassador on Thursday notified Congress of the administration's intent to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. The negotiations can now begin in 90 days, as outlined by law, after a notification letter is sent to Congress. In a call with reporters, U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer said the president is fulfilling a key campaign promise by starting this renegotiating process.
Today, President Trump is fulfilling one of his key promises to the American people to renegotiate NAFTA, to get a better deal for American workers, farmers, ranchers, and businesses. Thanks to the president's leadership, today my office is formally notifying Congress of the administration's intent to renegotiate NAFTA.
Meanwhile, the cattle industry believes that the beef business has little to gain from any sort of reorganization or improving of NAFTA. National Cattlemen's Beef Association joined its cattle industry partners in Canada and Mexico in sending a joint letter to the three presidents of the countries involved. The letter says that recent statements about the possible dissolution of NAFTA or the potential renegotiation of NAFTA are deeply concerning to us because of the unnecessary risk it places on our producers. While there may be some general agreement among the countries to improve some parts of the NAFTA trade framework, we urge you to recognize that the terms of the agreement affecting cattle producers are strongly supported as they currently exist and should not be altered. The groups also are urging Presidents Trump, Trudeau, and Nieto to reject efforts to use NAFTA as a platform to resurrect failed policies, especially the misguided mandatory country of origin labeling policy that was the law of the United States for over 7 years. The letter adds that M-Cool failed to deliver its proponents' promise to increase consumer demand or consumer confidence. Instead, it created massive disruptions in live cattle trade that hurt beef producers across North America and jeopardized the jobs of American workers that depend on processing those cattle. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.